So we have Deasia here again on Business Fumbles. So we're just gonna jump right in because guess what? She's got some exciting news for you guys. So let's just get into it. So Deasia, we already know that you have the glam going with the hair, okay? So and everybody just loves your hairs and things like that. But I know that you have some other stuff that's going on, and you wanted to come on and talk about that. So we're just gonna give you the mic and let's jump into it. What do you got going on, girl?
I have a lot of things going as of right now. I know I took some time off from actually doing hair, working in the salon. I took about 8 months off, and I just want to elaborate on what I've been doing. So I've been doing a lot of internal work with myself and just trying to figure out my lane. I've been doing hair for over 10 years. I've been doing hair since I was 17. I started a business at 18. So, it just became overwhelming. I feel like it's being in the hair industry for like 10 years and just running the business, it became exhausting. And I feel like I had to take time away to really find the importance of what it looks like to build a successful team. I feel like when you're working in the business, you can't actually, it's harder to work on the business when you're working day to day in the business, especially when you don't have a team. So as of right now, I've been working on so many cool things. I'm starting a couple new businesses within the hair field. I'm starting a new hairline. I'm not giving out the name right now, but it's just something that I'm working on. Also, I'm into the short-term living and real estate, so I've been doing that. And so more so what inspired me to like get into real estate and just try to open up my horizons with other things. I'm a creative. I've always been a creative. I've always been a jack of all trades. But with the hair, I learned that I was able to double my income by being able to provide hair to my clients. As a hairstylist, I feel like it's so important to be able to diversify your income in so many ways, because if you're physically unable to work, then you're unable to make money. Like, and that's in any service-based field. So once I learned that I can make money selling products, marketing myself on other platforms, and just being able to produce other products, I love that. So now I'm really into like mentorship. So I mentor a couple stylists who are looking to build their platforms or looking to grow on social media or looking to like scale their business. So you have stylists who probably started doing hair, just graduated from cosmetology school and just trying to figure it out on how to build their brand. They don't even know the difference of what a brand is, the importance of building a brand. Like, yeah, you're a stylist, you do hair, but what separates you? What are you going to use your niche to make you stand out and build that great clientele? So, I feel like I love actually helping people. I've been enjoying this. So I've been taking some time back just to work on my own private and endeavors and also be the light on, in the beauty industry and helping girls fulfill their goals and showing them how to go about doing so.
Wow, that's great.
Wow, that's impressive.
And I think it's needed, right?
For sure, for sure. I feel like in the business world, I feel like a lot of people, because you have experience. How many years have you been doing this, actually, by the way?
I've been doing this, it's 10 years, 10 years in a whole. I started doing hair when I was 12 years old, but professionally, I've been doing hair since 18.
Wow.
Like straight out of beauty school, built a clientele and just been on stop. Like I never had a break this long. And mind you, this is probably in December, it'll be a year that I've taken this amount of time off from physically doing hair
Oh, wow.
For the last 10 years.
But do you feel that you're still able to take what you've learned in those 10 years and it's actually been helping these people that you're like mentoring, like you see it.
Definitely. And also be able to help myself moving forward, because when you're in it and you're just working day to day and building, like I said, you kind of become hard on yourself because you don't really see your growth. So sometimes it takes for you to actually step back to be able to enjoy the fruits of your labor and to be able to see how much you've grown. And mind you, my growth is was just trial and error. just from experience. Mm-hmm. So I had no mentor. I had no one actually guiding me along the way, showing me the pros and cons, the do's and don'ts. So I had to actually go through that. Yeah. And no one really tells you about the hurdles and like the sacrifices and the losses that you take during this time, because it's just not all easy breezy. Like, you go through so much trying to accomplish your goals and to try to really make something happen that you planned or you see, or just even like a vision, short term, long term goal. The distance between the two of that to get in there, everything you have to go through to get there is like transforming. So I feel like at this stage, it is very needed. Mm-hmm. It's very needed.
Yeah. One thing that you said though, Tim, I want you to chime in on this too.
For sure.
And that is that you said that you've been working, but you didn't have a team. Mm-hmm. And I know in my book, I talk about building a team. You know, you have to have a team. You have to create your own village. And I do that all the time. I have people that I can call and say, if something is going on, I have people that I can call and they will take care of it for me. And I mm-hmm. know it. Mm-hmm. So right now you're in that process mm-hmm. and you're building your team now. Mm-hmm. How do you think if that was something you did those 10 years ago, mm-hmm. how do you think it would have fared with you taking a step back and you not doing the hair right now, because now you want to refocus things? But do you think that that would have happened if you would have had your team?
If I had a team initially when I started, I'd probably be 10 light years ahead of where I am now, because my progress is strictly me. I owned a salon for 4 years and I had only booth renters. I had no staff. So with me juggling being a salon owner, me juggling being a hairstylist entrepreneur, you know, I had my own clientele, my own independent business that I was running outside of owning the salon, mm-hmm. as well as owning a hair boutique, you know, so that's packing orders, fulfilling orders. I was doing all this, mm-hmm. you know, all these tasks. So that's where the overwhelming and the exhaustion came from.
Right.
So if I had the team in place, and don't get me wrong, I attempted to build a team, but I want to say it is very vital who you allow to come in and help you build this thing with you, because the foundation has to be solid. If it's not solid, you'll have to tear it down from mm-hmm. jump. So you want to make sure that everybody's on that's on your team has the same common goal.
Yeah.
You know, so if that's not there, it's kind of impossible to. And again, when I say trying to build a team and working in the business and not actually having the time to step away to actually source the team the right way, it totally makes a total difference. So like I said, I was so overwhelmed with being in the business, working on the business, I never had the time to literally sit back and do those things
mm-hmm.
and put in the time that it actually takes to build a team, because that takes time. And just like you said, when you're unable to fulfill a task within your business, you have a team that you can call and still get the job
done. I just got that now, so I want to make that clear.
But it's,
I just got that
and
now.
Can you explain the difference that it made, and even with you and your day-to-day routine, just the stress,
right? For me, one thing that I have learned about building a good qualified team, I think that the best way to do it, you know, and you guys tell me if you feel different, but I think the best way to build that team is to make sure that your team is vested.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and what mm-hmm. I mean by that is the people that I have surrounding me, of course, you know, I have my daughter. So my daughter is automatically invested, because mm-hmm. if I succeed, she's going to succeed. Mm-hmm. She's going to go with me. If something happens to me, she's already taken care of. So she's vested.
Mm-hmm.
And it gives her the motive to want to do more.
Yes.
And then like my employee that I have, you know, she's vested because I'm investing time and money in her, giving her something she didn't have, mm-hmm. right?
Definitely.
So with me doing that and helping her to venture off and see what she can get from it, now she's vested. Mm-hmm. So when I ask her to do something, it's easy for her to say, yep, I'm getting it done now. And them working it through.
How long did it take you to build that trust with them? For them to trust you on that level to know?
Well, trust is very hard to come by. And let me explain why. For me, there's only one person that I trust. Mm-hmm. And it's going to come off as a little crazy because I am married. Mm-hmm. And I do love my husband, but my trust is limited because I'm imperfect. Mm-hmm. So my trust is only in one person, and that's, Jehovah God.
The Most High.
That's it. Because I know that whatever I go to him, mm-hmm. number one, he's going to have an answer. Number two, the way he operates mm-hmm. is he don't just say, you go to him, and people say this all the time. I have God in my business. I pray or whatever. But he doesn't operate where you ask a question and he says, oh, this is the answer. Mm-hmm. Doesn't go like that. Nope. He makes you think. Mm-hmm. So my trust is so deep there. Mm-hmm. Now, with that being said, it's not about trust. That's why I say that my team has to be vested. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by
but
that.
But can you admit there's a form of trust that in order for them to want to be vested, it has to have a certain amount of trust?
Yes, it's a certain amount of trust. It's that same level of a trust. Like I said, I'm imperfect, so my trust is never going to be so high.
Yeah.
But I trust them enough, with my daughter, I never question it.
Yeah.
Because I know she's going to have my best interest. Mm-hmm. Now, with my employees and the other person that I'm working with, of course, it's not just going to be,
You have to establish it.
I established it. Mm-hmm. And then, too, I pay attention. Mm-hmm. I watch how they move. Mm-hmm. Okay, so, for example, you're running your business now, mm-hmm. and then you're consulting, right? Mm-hmm. You have somebody. And I'm just going to give an example. Mm-hmm. You have somebody and now you're mentoring that person. Mm-hmm. So as you mentoring that person, you're bringing them inside your world.
Yes.
And so you're going to follow me, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm going to show you how I do this. Mm-hmm. So now you have, you're on the computer and now you're ordering your hair, right? Mm-hmm. Your hair comes in and you're showing them how you separate it out, how you price it, mm-hmm. how you take your pictures mm-hmm. and all of this stuff. Now, in that process, the person that you're mentoring, if they're following you, right, mm-hmm. and you're saying, I'm mentoring you and I want you to work for me or whatever, and they're taking it in and they're saying, okay, they're watching you and they're saying, okay. And then the next time you say, okay, you try it. And they do it, that they were paying attention to learn.
Yes.
So that they're able to do it. Mm-hmm. But if you're doing it and while you're doing it, they're questioning you. Well, how did you get that connect? Mm-hmm. Oh, well, what about this? Well, how about this over here? Mm-hmm. Did you think about doing that? Then you already know that in their mind, they're just trying to gather information for them to go off and do it themselves. Mm-hmm. So you have to also look at how
and
people
that's how
move.
You identify mm-hmm. a team player and a non-team player.
Exactly.
Yes,
but you
sure.
do have to pay attention
Definitely.
To the signs, don't laugh, but when I have people that's in my circle, because I have a lot, my circle of people that get access to me has grown. It has grown tremendously. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to say this. This is just me. When I have a person that just met me and then they want to pay me all kinds of compliments. Oh, you're this. Oh, you're that.
Yeah.
For me, that's a red flag.
Yeah.
I don't know about anybody else.
Yeah.
What do you think?
No, I think that's actually a manipulation tactic. It's called love bombing, isn't it? It's like when you overly show affection to somebody so that they like trust you more than they should. It's like a thing.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, is it?
Yes.
I think
okay, well,
a,
I didn't
a
manipulative know that.
Tactic
yeah,
for sure.
It can be. Yeah.
But see, that's to me, it's always been a red flag. And me, I'm very outspoken. Mm-hmm. So like one time, I didn't even, when someone did it and, you know, was around me, and I just said, who told you I needed my ego stroked? And the person looked at me and like, huh? And I was like, who told you I need my ego stroked? I know who I am. I know what I have to work on. I know what I need to do, so you can stop. Mm-hmm. You know, and that person took it very wrong. And I understood when I sat back and I thought about it. That's why I have to be very careful at how I respond to things.
Mm-hmm. And then,
but
also,
to me, it's a rare
being
flag.
Able to decipher if it's genuine or not, because you know, people, if you're inspired someone, they're going to compliment you in different avenues. But I feel like just knowing when someone has poor intentions on how they're going about, you know, a compliment or just being obsessive with it, I feel like, yeah, it can stimulate to be something else down the line.
It can.
Yeah, it'll turn into like envy, jealous, because I've dealt with that, you know, too. And I wouldn't say I didn't pay attention to the red flags, but I feel like in a sense, I have the ability to just see the good in people. So I look past a lot of things, but that has cost me so much.
Big mistake. How do you do that?
That has cost me so much because especially in business, like you have to, when someone show you who they are, that is them, and trust that and move along.
Yeah.
And be quick to fire and move on.
Yep. Yeah.
So far trying to like manipulate the situation or just trying to fix it or give them second chance, it's none of that. Like, it's none of that. It's straight out the door. And I had no one to tell me that right off the bat, right? So I definitely try to fix a lot of situations that just were not.
It just wasn't fixable.
Yes.
I think everybody does that in life. Everybody wants to, you want to believe the best in people. You want to give them a chance. It's like, no, you don't want to believe people.
And I'm like, girl, you are so kind-hearted. But I knew I had that other side to me, but that just showed me so much about myself.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, girl, it was right in your face.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we were talking. We had another episode, remember, when I was talking about there's two type of people in the world. There's givers and then there's takers.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and so, and looking at that, the givers and takers, you know, when you are a giver, you know, it's sort of easy for you to look over things because you always want to give them or you always want to hand them something. It makes you feel good when you're able to give that person something.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, but one thing that I have learned, you know, is that when you are a giver, you have to learn, you know, where your cutoff is. Because you end up giving like more than probably, I'm going to say 70, 80% of the reason why you're not working that year.
You definitely have to have limits on giving, for sure.
Yeah, you gave out.
Takers never have limits.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So you have to have limits.
Yeah, they're going to come to you and they're going to say, oh, yeah, I need this. They don't care about what you're going through.
Yeah.
And just like, you know, me and you, we've been around each other so I already know the gist, and you're already trying to figure out, okay, what's my next move? Mm-hmm. Never giving up. So I want people out in the audience to know that it wasn't never giving up, because her revenue is still there. It's just that taking that break, like she said, trying to build that team. Like, it's important for you got people to know this. And that's why it's important to try to build
and
that team before you get
too
big.
Also, just to elaborate, it's not a bad thing to start over at all. You can't be afraid to, because most of the times you have to. And like I stated before, if the foundation isn't solid, and in particular with me and me going into business initially with a partner, and then my partner ended up dropping out 2 years later. Mm-hmm. And initially with me going into that business, I was only comfortable going into the business with a partner who was established in those areas, because I was not. So once that tripled down and that was no longer, it put me in a mode to where, okay, I can't give up on something I worked so hard for.
Right.
So I continued to pursue it. And me in particularly, like, I'm a go-getter. I go, like, I'm always setting constant goals for myself, and I'm always looking for ways to just become a better me.
Yeah.
So with my particular situation, I knew that in order for me to get to the next level, there was a lot of skin and dead weight I had to shed. So, and it's important to know when it's time to do that, because if
you
don't,
that
it'll cost you everything. It was so hard. It was almost, and then also too, with this situation, it has just strengthened my faith so much in God, because it became to a point to where literally what I proclaim to do, like, I love doing hair. This is my passion. Like, I do it because a lot of people in this industry do it for the money. But me personally, I do it for the way I'm able to make women feel. I do it for the way I'm able to make myself feel. I know when I, you know, when I'm all glammed up and my hair is pretty, I'm inspired. I'm I can conquer anything. Like, that feeling. That feeling.
It's real. It's real. That's a real
like,
feeling.
Like, I know the feeling. So when I'm able to transfer that energy with someone else and make them feel the same way. I've had so many clients in my chair just tell me the way that I make them feel and how, you know, they're so grateful and so thankful that they came in today to get their hair done, because now they have a whole nother outlook on their whole situation. Like, they ready to go face whatever it is that they need to go face and move forward. So that's has always been my inspiration. And then of course, I love what I do. Like I say, I love just being creative, and with hair, to me, it came naturally. It's a gift, because my mom, she couldn't even put a decent ponytail together. So I know this is not something that anyone can do.
So how was you going to school?
But that's what inspired me to start learning how to do my own hair, because I wanted, it was a certain look in a certain way I wanted to look.
Yeah.
So I wasn't going to allow her to just send me out the door looking any type of way. So I said, okay, you got to take
matters
into.
Well, it was a good thing you had that, because I remember my mom was sending me with those two ponytails.
So can you,
I look
can you
like
attest?
Pippi Longstock.
So can you attest that this is a gift? It's
a
talent.
Yeah, it's a gift.
And it's a skill, because it came naturally to me.
Yeah.
So to know that I was able to transform my life and my whole situation, be able to create this this income for myself and create a living off of my own talent was so inspirational. So in the midst of having to think like all this is over, because the simple thing is, oh, I need to close my salon. That doesn't mean it's over for me. But in a sense, it was very hurtful, because I put in blood, sweat, and tears for this. And it was so many attempts to where I knew the enemy wanted to try to test me and just try to proclaim to me that this wasn't my destiny, or this is not something that I should be pursuing. And I know he was, because the constant battles I was facing during that time, back to back. So I prayed about it. And like you said, your trust and your faith in the Most High.
Yeah.
I learned in that moment, and I feel like God was just coming to me and was like, you putting your faith in all these people. I have been with you this whole time. I am the greatest business partner you can ever have. Start over with me this time. And once he spoke that to me, I said, you know what? You are absolutely right. Because initially when I was, initially when I started, and like I said, my business partner later withdrawn from the business, that was a letdown. But if I had never put my trust into
in that,
and had it in God the whole time as this being for me, it would have never caused any discouragement. From the point when you let that discouragement in, it's a seed that can constantly grow from that. So I had to do a lot of self-reflecting to realize that. And so once I realized that, you know, opening a salon in the pandemic, for one, is crazy.
Being shut down,
having to reopen in debt. And then a year later, your partner, like, literally drops the ball on the whole business, leave you with the business, like, hey, figure it out. And you persevere through that 3 years later, and then you have an economy decline and just every all type of stuff going on in the world. And it's just like, okay, enough. It's only so much a person can take, right? And now I have this business that's making, you know, great money, but it's costing great money as well. So everything I'm making is going back into the business. So I'm like, where is the growth here? Something has to give, because it's not making sense. So of course I didn't want to let it go, but it was always a thought in the back of my head, like, this, in all reality, this is what needs to take place. And so with God knowing how I felt, I was so deeply connected to this bond. He like, she not gonna walk away from this. I gotta come pull this rug from underneath her for her to get her to move, because what I wanted was so much more than me owning this salon.
Yeah.
This is just a testament of a journey, all a part of my journey to get me where I'm going, but I became so confined in it and thought that was it. He said, your mission is done here. You know, it's time to move forward. And everything that you want is on the other side of this, but you got to be able to get through this first, because this is nothing. Like, you got this. So once I was able to understand that and move on, oh my God, the amount of peace that came over me, you know, during that
That's
time
crazy.
Was impeccable. Yeah. And so I noticed with him, it's way more peaceful.
Tell me about it. Yeah. And you know, like with business, I really appreciate your story, because you are shedding a light that in business, it's like the roller coaster. How many people have sat, Tim, on our couch and said, it's a roller coaster. Some days you're good. Some days it's hot. Some days it's cold. You know, like, and it's bad. And you're really, really shining light on that when you're telling this, because you know, I have people that sit here and they say that they close their business or whatever. Mm-hmm. Listen, I say this all the time. I run an accounting firm, tax firm. Everybody always associate that type of business with money. Mm-hmm. People.
Yeah.
It has a lot of bills to come with it, number one. Number two, yeah, it has a lot of bills to go through it. And, you know, when I go through my stages, I'm a little bit different, because I just went through it like maybe like 6 or 7 months ago, you know, and I had to, you know, I got really, really quiet. And so I never forget, you know, my, you know, husband said, what's been up with you, you know, lately? Because it just wasn't the same. There was no communication, even with my kids. I shut down or whatever. And so I was talking to my grandson, and he says, well, you know, like, why are you being that way? And I said, right now I'm on an island. And he looked at me and he goes, what do you mean you're on an island? And I said, it's something, a technique that I learned as a little girl. When I was stressed and things were over, you know, it was putting too much pressure on me, I would go to this island and pretend I was there by myself. So now I have to figure out how I'm going to eat, where I'm going to sleep. I got to find shelter for myself. And that's the mode that I would be in. So as I grew up, when things got really, really bad, I would get quiet, but I would figure it out. And then once I would figure it out, I would come back out of that shell. And that's where I was at that time. And my grandson, he looked at me and he said, an island, huh? I was like, yeah, you should always look at life like that. You're on an island by yourself. And now if you're there by yourself, you got no one to call, got no one to talk to, but you know that you got to eat, you know that you got to drink, and then you don't want to sleep outside because there's all kinds of things out there. So you need to create shelter. What are you going to do? And always look at, you know, your life like that. You got to figure out what you're going to do. Nobody out there to help you. And if you were in that situation, you know, think about it. Will you be able to survive? My mind is always working where, okay, well, I know if I'm on an island, I'm not going to have any matches. How am I going to make a fire? You know, even when little things, when I go to the grocery store, like, don't laugh at me. But when I go to the grocery store and I put my stuff up in the kitchen and everything, and I look in the freezer, I say, if everything shut down, would I have enough to feed about 30 people? And how long will I be able to feed them? You might think that that's crazy, but I do that. How much do I have in my garage?
Proper and preparation.
You know.
I don't think that's crazy. I talked about, you know what's funny? One, I feel like you're giving the most accurate definition of locking in that I've ever heard. Of just like being just focused.
Being on the island, right?
Yeah, being on the island is
totally
like.
Totally locked in.
That is 100% that.
Oh, okay.
Two,
I do it.
See, I think everyone phrases it differently. I said it wrong once. I was at work once and I was I think I was doing the thing. I was doing the, I was expecting like, what if this many people come in to eat tonight? What if I run out of this? What if I need that? What if I do? Mm-hmm. And I just kind of prepped myself up. I was just doing this, doing that. And they go, why are you doing that? I was like, well, you know, I just like to know what I need ahead of time. I don't want to be caught needing. Yes. And they're like, well, you're doing the worst case scenario in your head. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I don't think, because they, what they said was, that's bad because you're just being negative. You're thinking bad things are going to happen. You're not going to get food. You're not going to survive. Mm-hmm. Something bad's going to happen. I said, I don't think that's quite it. I think this is more of like, it's believing that you can get out of this. What are you going to do about it?
Yes.
You can get through this.
Yes. Exactly.
And I think that's what it is. I feel like that's exactly what
and
you're talking about.
And it's canceling out all the outside noise.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because I feel like that's what actually interferes with our train of thought. And then we start thinking those negative thoughts, you know, and then from there it's a decline. Mm-hmm. So it's like, if you just tune all that out, because for one, give yourself a pat on the back because you did it. You made it.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, you're in a position to even be put in a, you're in a position to be put to go to the next level.
Yeah.
So it's either go higher or go back. And we're not going back.
No. Yeah, exactly.
Like, we're
you
not,
can't
we're
let
not
yourself.
Even going.
Yes.
We're not even
that's
looking
not
back there. It's not an option.
You want to
so once you cut that off, it's like you have so many possibilities.
Yeah.
And some of them might hurt a little more than others, but that's okay because guess what? The pain of having to go back, that's unbearable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's like, we're going to choose the direction and what we need to do moving forward. We're just going to choose to be positive about it.
Yeah.
And I feel like that all goes back to your mind, you know, and just being kind to yourself and showing yourself grace.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, because
and something that Tim said, that your employee said that, you know, you're thinking negative. Being on that island and thinking like him, that is not negative.
Yeah.
That is not. So if people out there is thinking that that's negative and you're bringing negativity into your goals or whatever you're trying to do, that is false. Because being a business owner, you've been here.
You have
acknowledge
the
There's a lot of ups and downs.
And you have to acknowledge it. You can't be like totally block it out.
Yes.
You have to know that it's there and you could be faced with this issue or this problem if you don't take the proper steps, if you don't mentally prepare yourself for this, because if it occurs, what are you going to do?
I feel like I've talked to people personally and that mentality has stopped them from getting into business or being an entrepreneur or anything for themselves, because they go, oh, well, you have to be aware of everything, of the negativity, of the bad things that could happen. I was like, yes, but there are blessings and amazing things that could happen from taking a chance, from trying and stuff like that.
So, you know, just to share this with
that's just
with
the separation of an entrepreneur mentality and not, you know.
Yeah,
well, sometimes it comes in because like I was going to share. Me and Tim, we started this podcast, right?
Yeah.
He has a busy schedule because he has a demanding job and other things going on. I'm running a business and all kinds of stuff. So when we started this, we put this together and we put our heads together and we did it.
And
we were like, how many episodes in? And both of us were sitting there saying, maybe we shouldn't do this.
Yeah,
this might not work.
Yeah.
No, seriously.
Yeah.
How many episodes was we in? And we both came to each other. It's so strange.
Because
I told him, he was like, oh my God.
It came
I was
out
thinking
of
the same thing.
Yeah, it was it was like, I think we had already recorded maybe like 9 or 10 episodes.
Was it 9 or 10?
Yeah, it was right around that era. So
yeah. And
you
we were
thinking about stopping?
Yeah, because
we were just so like, it just like,
yeah.
You can't see end goals from when you start the race kind of thing. So you're just kind of like, I just don't know how we're going to get over this hill. I just don't know how this is going to happen.
Yeah.
You're just so aware of the negative. This is what it was. There was a lot of stuff also going on in our personal lives at that time.
We were
sharing that with
and
each other.
And it goes back to being overwhelmed. That emotion, because with that emotion, it caused exhaustion. And then it's just like, well, if we can just refrain from not even feeling this, let's just let it go. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, you know, when I was telling him mine, so he was like, you know, he quickly said, we're going to be fine, Sheila. You know, I talked to somebody and they brought me back to my senses. And I had someone that said the same thing, like, what are you crazy? You both are doing great. Just like,
and that's
cut it out.
Significant,
you know,
to your tribe.
Yeah. Yep.
The people that you have around
yeah.
you. Always watering you and uplifting you yeah. because you need that. Mm-hmm. Because you have those moments where you do feel less than or feel a little weak. And you just need that power boost. Like, it's are
true.
You tripping?
Yeah. yeah.
You got this.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Because we do that to ourselves. We're like in the corner yeah. motivating ourselves all day long, every day. Yeah. And just yeah. sometimes we just need someone to come up and like, you got
yeah.
it.
Yeah. And that's what, but the thing is that it happens, people.
It does.
It does. It does. Happens. But you have to
be. And it's okay to fall down. Yeah. It's okay, mm-hmm. but get back up.
Yeah. yeah.
It's nothing yes. down there. Like, get back up. It's okay. Dust yeah. yourself off.
You'll be fine.
You'll be fine.
You'll figure yeah. it out.
You'll figure it out. Yeah.
Yep. And, you know, that's one thing. So with you sharing that's huge. You know, and I hope that the audience really appreciate it, because you're showing that, listen, guys, this is hey, it's a ride. And it could be fun.
It's not easy. It's a lot of right. hard work. Mm-hmm. It's 10 mm-hmm. years plus of hard work. And mm-hmm. then you can reap yeah. the benefits. And then mm-hmm. it's 10 years of sacrificing fun time with family, yes. sacrificing partying, sacrificing just anything that you feel like you're missing out on while you working.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Like, you have to completely lock in. And I feel like once you understand that and grasp that and willing to, you know, put the necessary amount of time into mm-hmm. what you want, you'll be
it'll
okay.
work.
You'll
yep.
be successful.
Yep. Yeah. And I'm going to say this year, I've been on the island twice.
I think I've been living on the island. I think I just stepped off the island right now when I entered this.
She's like the one moment she didn't have to lock in.
Listen, I did it up on island. Like, yeah. I built a whole little resort just for me, and I'm there. And it's like, come on yeah. back to the real world now.
Right. So now, listen, we got two people sitting here 10 plus years, and we constantly have those. We have those moments where we have to regroup, and yeah. we have to pick up where we left off. Mm-hmm. And it's okay. It's yep. really okay. And, you know,
Let's try again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. yep. Mm-hmm. And you know what? I never learned how important it is for your story to be your story and not other people's story, and not doing things the way that people want you to do it. And you know
yes.
what? It's funny. I never learned that until yes. I went through the grieving of losing my family members. Mm. But when I lost my brother, I couldn't get past it. But I had so many people that was saying, oh, you're strong. How would he feel if you were like this? Or, you know, you got this and you got to stop doing this or that. And then I realized that nobody can tell me how long it was going to take for me to be okay.
Yeah.
Nobody could tell me, you know, when the pain would stop. Mm-hmm. It was all on me. And I had to take my time to figure it out. And do you know that before then, I always felt like to be a strong person, anything that I went through, if it hurt me and if it broke me down to cry, I had to go in a closed room and cry and nobody could see me cry. Mm-hmm. And then I had to come out and say, I got this. Mm-hmm. What's next? Mm-hmm. That is crazy. You know, seriously, that is crazy.
It's a hard mentality to have, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm thankful for that. And like now when I go through things, I don't feel bad if I'm on that island. And if I stay there 2 or 3 months and you have a problem with the way that I am mm-hmm. in my shutdown period, that's something you got to work on. Mm-hmm. I got to do what it's going to take for me to turn things around.
We mm-hmm. always have to do what's best for us, even if it's not best for the business.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I've learned that, like, you know, in all reality, because I've been so about the business till I was practically consumed. And it took me to step back to really realize you have to pour back into yourself, because not only that, I was in an environment that wasn't pouring into me. I was only pouring out.
Yeah.
So I had to realize, where is this draining, this feeling? You know, where yeah. are these all these emotions? And I said, okay, well, you're not being fed where you are. And even though everyone outside, you know, they're so supportive and they look at you with this big inspiration, you close these doors, everyone's going to be let down, you know, in all reality. But that's kind of how I felt. So I'm like, okay, I just have to stick it out. Mm-hmm. But when I noticed that my dreams and what I want, it has nothing to do with anyone.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, and a lot of people, they won't get it until the mission is complete.
Yep.
So everyone has to sit back and enjoy the ride. Mm-hmm. And you have to understand that you are the creator of your own story. The moment your pen stop writing, that's when the book is done.
Yeah.
So as long as you, you know, sticking to it and continuing to recreate yourself every single day and pouring into you so you can be able to fulfill your dreams and complete your missions. Because if you're incomplete, how can you even complete a task?
Yeah.
You know, so I had to take time off to really pour back into myself, honestly. Yeah. Like, I had to. And then I was okay with that because I'm like, girl, you've been on go.
You don't know until you stop.
You don't know.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, girl, you've been on go. So I'm like, just give yourself some grace. You know, I was thankful that I was able to make smart investments, mm-hmm. you know, prior to me delegating and shifting. So that's helped me out a lot, you know, and in business, I learned you don't have to shelter yourself. So I learned so many ways to diversify my income. And, I'm so thankful for that. And that took me from taking time away from the business because I was so consumed into it. I never really looked into like learning a new skill set or just educating myself further. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like with the growth that I was actually looking for, it acquired that.
Yeah.
It acquired me to do that. So, you know, I had to take, like I said, I had to, because God was like, girl, you ain't gonna, let me pull this rug from underneath you because you think this is the only door that will get you there.
Yeah, his answer.
And I have two other doors right next to you.
Right.
And you ain't even turned to the left to even see about it, because I feel like we often take control of our own destiny. And that's what I was doing. I felt like this is what I want. So I'm going after it. And I'm chasing to where I'm depleted. And he like, what I have for you, you don't have to chase.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to trust.
What that bring you to mind? Remember the story I told Joshua? God came to drive him to work. That's the same thing.
Yeah.
We think we know better. So we want to take control. We want to take control because
this life
we've been there
for
before.
Us to have
right. We've been there before. Mm-hmm. So now we know better. And he's telling us, no, go right. And you just have to make that left.
Yeah.
But we weren't created to do this thing without him.
Yeah.
No.
You know,
we were created to be
aligned with him and allow him to guide us.
Yeah.
Yes, we have dreams, goals, and aspirations. And he's all for helping us make them come true. But it's his way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
In his way, I feel like it's longevity.
Mm-hmm.
It's longevity. It's fruitful.
For sure.
You know, it's a different breed. So
yeah,
this time around, my business partner, I'm doing it with the Most High all the way around. Like,
say, wait a minute, hold on. Let me consult my business partner. Lord, how we gonna do this today? Okay.
And that's how we get it done every single day. Every single day. Okay. It's not a day that we don't.
That is so funny. You know, so let's get, you know, tell them a little bit more about what you got going on, what's in store, you know, for you, how, you know, when they can expect these things, how they can get in contact with you, because, you know, I have easy access to you, but everybody out there don't.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
So definitely 2025, that'll be the launch of everything that I'm working on. And honestly, it's the same feel of everything I'm doing. I'm just rebranding myself. I created my business at 17 and I feel like I kind of outgrew my brand.
Again. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's like I have to elevate it. So everything I'm doing now, I am doing it to a higher degree.
Yeah.
On a whole new platform, going about it a whole nother way.
Yeah. I just did the same thing. I just did the rebranding because I got a lot of stuff going on. I have this. I have my book. We got our podcast. Our podcast is doing, it's about to do some dropping of some things. And I'm not going to say anything, but Tim going to let y'all know about all of this stuff. Yeah, I know. Right now, you know, I'm just saying there's a lot of stuff, you know, and hopefully for 2025, it's the same thing. They're going to see all of this stuff coming out. So, you know, man, you come in here and you're telling us that, man, I'm so motivated. It's like I'm a car engine right now. Like, let's go.
I don't know if you know, Miss Sheila, but you are a big inspiration to me. And I will say this because everything I seen you set out on forth and accomplishing, I seen you do. I seen you complete it. And literally when you told me about the podcast, when you told me about your book, this was in the midst of you working on it and putting it together. So being a part of it, you know, coming here, you know, shedding my light, telling my truth, and just getting the audience and my supporters insight on me and who I am. Yeah. You know, that's major to me. So, and that's really big when it comes to building a brand. So I love what you're doing. It's very influential. And it's really elevating the business world for younger entrepreneurs like myself, entrepreneurs, business owners all around Las Vegas, because you are giving insight on how to properly manage and run and the importance and the disadvantages of just owning a business. Like this is, you know, you create in that space. So that's dope. And that is something that I'm actually looking to do as well, is start my own podcast. And shed light.
Am I gonna be on your podcast?
Of course you
are. I better be. I better be the first guest. Right?
Now you're asking a lot.
She
was only our second guest.
I know. She took the words right out of my mouth. I said you could be the first guest because I do want to shed light on it's just different topics I'm gonna do all the way around. But majority of the conversations that I have in regards to business, I would love to have you on the platform and just
look at that, y'all.
Shed light.
I already got another job.
Show them how you helped me and how when I came to you I was a hot mess.
Yeah.
I'll never forget. Miss Sheila was like, "You making all this money?" She's like, "Girl, you making over $100,000." And I'm like, and this was probably, I was like 21.
Yeah.
And I was doing hair from home in my kitchen.
And she was like, "No, bundles. That's not true." I'm like, "Girl, here it is. Get your life.
Get your life." Right.
I'm like, "Miss Sheila, where are my money?" I'm like, "Where is it?"
You know.
So, but that changed the game for me because then I'm like, okay, you're doing this for real. Like, you know, so if you really actually own in and become serious about this, you can take this to new heights.
And that's very important when you're running a business. Don't just run it where I'm making this money and I'm spending this money. Look at what you're making, because if you look at it and in a month you see, just say, for instance, in 1 month you make 3,000, next month 5,000, and next month 8,000. Your eyes are going to be open like, wait a minute, this is really growing. And by the time you get to 10,000, like, man, I made 10,000 in a month. And not saying that you're going to have that 10,000 because you've got expenses, but the fact that you're creating that revenue and you're watching it and you're seeing the growth, it lets you know how you're doing.
What it triggered for me is that I am actually running a business, operating a business, because I didn't have that mindset. So when you showed me that, I said, oh, this is a big thing that I'm doing, because I didn't know that I was doing this and have scaled the business to this degree, because I was just taking clients from day to day, day to day. So once I started, you know, selling hair and providing the hair with my clients, my income doubled. So, and that's when I took it as aspect like, oh, this is a business.
Yeah.
You know? So I'm like, let me start treating it that way.
Yeah.
You know? And let me hold in and get serious.
And treating it that way is the only way that you're going to be successful. And, you know, if you guys are listening to this.
And treating it that way means looking like structuring your business correctly.
Yeah.
Implementing and putting systems into play.
Like, yeah.
That's what it looks like taking your business seriously.
Yeah.
Not so. Just like, oh, I'm going to wake up. 2 hours early today.
Yeah.
No. I mean, that will help too, but it's really honing in and digging in and operating your business.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
So why don't you tell them how they can find you, DeAsia? I know that you've have said that, but share your information. Yeah.
So you can find me on Instagram at Styles by DJC. You can also search for my hair boutique. I sell ready to wear virgin lace wigs, custom wigs at The Style Box Boutique. That's also on Instagram. My web address is www.thestylebox.com.
So will that change when your new branding comes?
That is a great question.
Oh, yeah, because I want to know.
That is we changing should know. Very soon.
Yeah, tell her. We should know.
Look, that is changing very soon, actually. Okay. So, but for now, I'll always have my handles listed, but my Styles by DJC Instagram, that's like my primary outreach.
Yeah.
And that's where you'll find everything from there. Yeah. It'll all be in my bio.
So. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That is good. Okay. Yes. So I thank you, girl, for coming back because I know that you're a busy girl.
Thank you for having me
and
back.
Everything. And we're going to have her back some more because you know what? She's always
doing stuff.
Yeah, we're
going to stay updated. Yeah. So next time I come back, I'll be pretty much everything I've discussed today will be in full fruition.
Yep. Yeah. And we're gonna bring her back and she's going to, you know, show us everything and give you guys a little bit more insight.
I'll give you
insight.
More insight on
yes, what's happening. Absolutely. So, you know, hey, again, you know, for all my listeners, thank you guys for joining us. We appreciate every single one of you guys. And if you are a business owner and you're going through issues or ups and downs or whatever, you are the person we want to see you sit in this chair. Because your downfalls, your learning curves, all of that, you know, it is useless unless it's shared and it helps the next person. So if you guys, you know, are interested in coming on, please hit us up, you know, and I'm sure that Tim will put, you know, where you can hit us up and the end of this so you guys can get that information. But we want you guys to sit here. And it doesn't matter what state you're in. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, y'all can easily take a flight.
I love that.
You know. So
we'll make it happen.
It.
We'll make it happen.
Yeah, we'll make it happen.
You and Tim, much more, you know, great energy exchanged and just a lot of uplifting and stories to be told, shedding light. So I love that. I love what you guys are doing. Keep it up.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
That works.
Hey.
We'll run it off of that.
That was good, girl.
That was good.
That was good.
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay. Good.
Yay.
So we can get a lot of videos out of it.
Yes.